Okay, good to see everyone this morning. Good to have Daryl back and Karen. We'll keep them in your prayers and others. Let's go to God in prayer, please. Dear God, we are so thankful unto you for having life and being together as your people. And help us take time each day to look in your word and study it and learn. And always be doing your work and helping other people in any way we can. I want to remember all the sick and those having health problems, so many in the church. I want to remember Daryl and Karen, help him get well and her health be good, and Dave and be with him, Rosie and others, and Linda going through a lot, and help her, Father, and Rosemary and others, Bonnie, so many, Jim's parents, and Jim and Bob and all them. God, forgive us of all sins, and help us now study your word and learn. In Christ's name, amen. Number four, we're in Ephesians 4. Mark taught last week. I spoke, so he taught the class. He said he got down about 22, and we'll go there. And this has been a good book, I believe. It's Paul taught how Ephesians, how they supposed to have unity in the church. We went over that in chapter 4. We can see that. Look at verse 13 before we get started. Paul said, chapter 4, verse 13, he said, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the acknowledging of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sly of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. A lot in them two verses, and Paul, throughout this book here, that's the whole key here, till we all come in what? Unity. What is unity? The word unity, we went over some of this last couple of weeks, but what is unity? Okay. Yeah, as one. Okay. And we all agree on what God's word says, don't we? In unity. I think the psalm says how good and pleasant it is for brethren to gather together in unity. Somewhat like that. It's good and pleasant. Not only in doctrine, but to get along in the church. We can stand strong on doctrine, but if we have fights and fusses, that's not good, is it? Not good at all. We have to get along. Paul says we need to get along in the faith, unity. There's one faith. We went over all that and one baptism. But we need to get along in unity as far as loving one another. And we'll see that on down some. And he said in 14 there that you be no more children tossed to and fro. Isn't that going on in the world? How churches is tossed to and fro in doctrine and all other things. And denominationals. But the point is here, he don't want the children, churches of our Lord to be tossed to and fro and carried about in all types of doctrines. And you're going to have men there, it says in 14, they're crafty and they wait and lie in wait to deceive. That's why we need to know the word of God, don't we? And they're going to have good speeches. In Romans 6:18, I believe it is, by fair speeches, you'll be deceived. They're going to sound good, but are they the truth? Might have some truth in it and have a false doctrine in it. Be very careful. We don't want to be tossed back and forth. When we stand firm on God's word and know it, we don't have to worry about that. It's up to us, isn't it? But speaking the truth in love, there it is. We want to speak the truth in love to others. Be kind, not like we know everything. But speak it in love, compassion, and stand for the truth. And don't water down God's word. May grow, 15, up into him in all things which is head, even Christ. And then 16, then we'll start down where Mark left off. Six.
Hey, Tom, before you go any further, I want to look at that. What he says there, 14, where he says you no longer need to be children. But then when he gets to 15, but we're growing up. We're growing in. And so they go from the point of being a child in Christ, a little child in the Lord's church, to where we grow up to where we're an adult. And
Good. Thanks.
Yeah, like what Daryl was talking about, like where it talks about the children, I think that's how, you know, we treat, when it comes to a new Christian, we're just not like if we're a child, we're like baby. And you got to nurture that baby to be able to get put into a site. And a new Christian, the same way. You know, we got to show them the work. We got to, same way, like with a baby child, they give them milk, give them food.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And that's why a Christian has to, we need to help them get through. Because they, you know, they're just new. They're not as strong as somebody that's been a Christian for a while.
Right. Yep.
If you observe a small child looking in the room with some toys, then watch what happens. Their attention span is so short. I mean, play something 5 minutes and then something else, just one thing to another. As they get older, that changes somewhat, whether they stay with something a little bit longer. This idea of growing up, they don't have any skills really yet. Might not be able to read all those things. That is all learned. And they know, just caution to talk this morning about the internet. Like, if you would come together ever, and you're going to try to substitute the internet for worship service, for fellowship, that's not going to work. And it's just, you're not going to grow like you need to grow. And Daryl just said, you've got to study. That takes an effort. And that's one thing, I think that one verse in Thessalonians where we're going to be judged by if we know God and if we obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. But how do you know God? How's that happen? It takes you studying the Word, and it's the Word of God that says to you.
When we go from a point of as a child being immature, where we mature, and notice what it said there, into him. So we're maturing into what Christ wants us to be.
Right. And like you say, or Mark was saying, you start out as like babes, don't we? Remember in Hebrews chapter 5, the writer said, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, but you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. You don't start out knowing God's word well. You have to take time and study. It's like milk and you grow. And not everyone's going to be a teacher, far as that goes, but they can do other things.
Well, it's like with a child, you know, you don't, like a baby, you wouldn't give them meat. You wouldn't give them something like solid food. You start them off with milk. Start them off with something to help them out, get them started. You know, once they get older, then you can produce, and then you can jump up and move up to, say, like solid food and stuff like that. And it's the same way with a Christian. Start off with like milk as an example, and then move up to something solid. By then, they're stronger.
And we're here to teach the truth to those who will come and study, but it's up to us to study at home, isn't it? Once a week or twice is not enough to know God's word. It takes time and effort and work.
Something isn't the truth, the denomination. Sometimes they'll teach one thing, it's
Yeah. Right. Like one verse in Psalms, I believe it is, the psalm, that's, and as Jim just said, verse 27 of Acts, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all, King James says, all the counsel of God, advice of God. It's his advice for us. Any other comments? Before we go on there, this chapter 4 is a lot in it, and we're not in no big hurry, so I want to go back to verse 11. Why are we talking about all this and unity and things, and why did God put ahead of the church and things, leaders and things? Go back to verse 11. Daryl, would you read that, please? 11 and 12.
And he gave himself some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. I'm going to read a little 13.
Okay.
Till we all come in the unity of faith. I think you find 11 and 12 ties in with that word till.
Yeah.
Ties those verses all together. That's, and that's why we don't necessarily have to have all the gifts that is mentioned over in the book of Hebrews, where it talks about all the different, or in Romans, where it talks about all the different gifts, but all the things that we have, teachers, evangelists, so on and so forth, they're all for the purpose of the equipping of the saints, what you were talking about.
Yeah. You can see God's work in this. You can see his whole idea of the church, how important it is. And Daryl read, and he gives some apostles, that we've had apostles, there are no more now, and some prophets in the Old Testament and come down through, and some evangelists, we still have them today. What is an evangelist? We call them evangelists. You don't hear that word much, or you don't see it in a newspaper. You see reverends and pastors and things. Evangelist is a preacher of God's word. Then he says, in some, Daryl read, pastors and teachers. What's pastors? Preacher? It could be.
Well, but in this case, there's a definite difference between an evangelist and a pastor, and that pastor there is the same word that would be used as elder.
Right.
Or shepherd.
Yeah, and sometimes they're a preacher, too, an elder. Yeah, nowhere in the Bible does it say they can't be, because I know some of them that's elders as preachers at the congregation, or was. Okay, pastors. No.
The term of the New Testament apostle only applies to 12 or 13, maybe sometimes people would say 14 if you include Barnabas. But it was worth, it had two qualifications. One, they had to have seen Jesus after his resurrection. And two, they had to be sent. Now, there are people that are sent. That doesn't necessarily mean they're apostles.
No.
Because I don't think they're over 2,000 years old.
No. And they don't raise the dead in miracles. True miracle, yeah. Right.
Also, too, like in 11, you look at where it says the word some. That doesn't mean everyone. Mm-hmm. It means they're just certain. I don't want to call it certain, but it's just some. It's not everyone.
Right.
Somebody else can actually step in. and it works out, and it works out the ministry. It helps, and that's why it says up there in the top where it says some. That means every one of them is in that grouping, works together. Takes up for the one that don't have the little bit, maybe don't have that. Someone else can step in and do the other
one. One can do this, one can do that. We're going to do it better than someone else. That's like in our everyday life. Not everybody's brain surgeon. And I wouldn't want an auto mechanic working on my car or on my brain. But in vice versa, I probably don't want a brain surgeon working on my car.
Probably not.
And this is the scripture said, there are some that can do this, some that can do that, as Mark brought out.
Yep. Pastors, that's elders, shepherds, bishops, and teachers. Now that's, I think that considers an elder, isn't it? Yep. And it, as Mark's saying, some, not everyone can do these things. Not everyone can be a preacher. Not everyone can be an elder. It takes qualifications. And teachers. Not everyone can teach. Because teacher's going to be more responsible than one that doesn't teach. Because what he teaches will be the truth, don't it?
Well, the teacher has to know, say as much as, say, should know as much about what you're studying. Then let's say if it's a pastor or evangelist or something like that, you know, you got them in there that help. But also, too, you may have a question to ask about a teacher or what you study. You know, you need to be able to answer. Plus, in that group, in, like, say, like when Larry was here, I know sometimes I don't rely on Larry if it's a question that maybe I didn't know how to exactly answer. He was able to step in and be able to answer because he knew what the answer was. And that's where we all work together.
And we all have different talent. Ladies have talents in the church to teach young ones. They can do other things in the church. Very intelligent human beings, women. So, as leaders and this type of thing, the God put men in the first in these things. And that's up to the Lord. He's the one that does this. And Daryl said a very important thing for the what? Why is these in here? Perfecting, King James says, of the saints. It's to help the church. Help the saints for the work of the ministry. And edifying, it's to lift up the body of Christ. And then Daryl said, we all come in the unity of the faith. The faith, one faith. We see that throughout many scriptures, the faith, not S on them. And of the knowledge of the Son of Man, that's Christ.
Well, if you see what we're talking about, like you just brought up, and that made me click here too, if you look at verse 11, about like where it talks about the apostles, the prophets, in the pastors, notice at the end, there's an S. That means there's more than one.
Mm-hmm.
But also, too, if you go roll back, and you go back up into like verse 5, it talks about
one
Lord,
mm-hmm.
one faith, one baptism. There's no S at the end of it.
Right.
Telling us there's more than one. You know, but also, too, you know, that's the example of that change. Where, you know, we're told which one's the one. We're also, too, we're told which one has more.
all the ones up there. We went through them. Verse 6 tells one God. We know there's one God. And many people believe in one God, won't they? Yeah, there's one God. When they get down to faith, there's thousands of faiths. Because everyone believes a lot of different things. You can't have one God and many faiths. One. One body. One faith, one baptism. We went through all that, and it's all ones there. And we have a little bit longer here. We have, like it said there, different people here, evangelists, prophets, they're gone, some of them, apostles, but we have evangelists, preachers today, pastors, elders, teachers, teach the word of God. Different talents, don't we? And we can go to Corinthians and see some of that talents. And we're supposed to use the talent God give us, whatever that is. If we have one, use it. If we have five, use them. Suppose someone wants to teach, been in the church a while, and he gets up, starts teaching, and he sees that he's not capable or not really up to that, or it's not his thing. But someone says, oh, you're doing your best. Keep it up. You're doing your best. That's all God's at. What do you say to that?
Well, let me put it in this fashion. I would expect a major league shortstop to be better than a 12-year-old shortstop in baseball because he's done it. Now, it may depend upon the person. Does the person have the ability to reach his audience? It may take some time. It may take practice and error. It may take patience on the audience. Oftentimes, Karen and I will be talking about this, that, and the other, and we always come back to it. What did I put in to the Bible study? What did I try to understand what the guy was saying? Some people aren't teachers. And then that's where an eldership would have to step in. But hopefully you're able to work with the person, and hopefully that person doesn't have so much pride that they won't realize that this isn't my strong suit.
Right.
This isn't my strong suit.
Yeah. And there's other things you might do. But I don't think God expects someone, if they find out they're not capable or not teachers, whatever it might be, I don't think he expects you to be up there. And if you've tried and tried and tried, that's just my opinion. I might be wrong, but.
Even then, the master. was having problems getting points across to his students because they were not looking at it the way he was looking at it.
Right. I think one of them was Philip.
Yeah.
Philip. Philip, have I not been with you for so long and you don't understand? And you remember when the apostles lost Judas, they went together and prayed to God to help them pick the right apostle, and they fell up on Matthias, I believe it was, and they prayed about it first, didn't they? Acts 1:26, it says, and they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11, made 12. Sometimes I wonder about the apostles. Some of them you don't, you might see their name a couple times. Bartholomew. It don't say, that I know of, anything about what he was doing or the talent he had. I'm sure he was a good man, preached, or maybe spoke and helped people. He was one of the apostles. But we can't say how good he was and this and that because it don't say. That's my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe he didn't get out to public speaking, but he worked in the background.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Like say, like here in church, you know, there's different things that we have men do if it didn't get done. You know, and you're going to be looking at it saying, well, that ain't done. You know, but that helped out. That helped out, you know, that's their little part that they do for the work.
Right. And there's a lot of things that gets done here you might not see. It goes on.
If you're small, always mention some people that you don't care too much about as supporting him in the work.
Yeah.
They were there doing a lot of things. They allowed him to accomplish a lot more. I think that's the thing any Christian man has done in the church, for the church. There is a Christian woman.
Right. Well, I guess we didn't get too far down, but I thought this was important. We're not in a big hurry, and I think we... Okay, let's go down, start in 20, and get a couple verses, and then we'll start there next week, Lord willing. Verse 20. Chapter 4 of Ephesians. But ye have not so learned Christ. Not learning about Christ. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. He is the truth to me. And they heard him. The word. Some people hear God's word, Christ, by him. But are they what he wants? That ye, verse 22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, because he's told two Christians right here, they was Christians and they're still putting on the old man, not growing, and I think that might be what he's mean, but it could be either way. People that don't know God, they're the old people, aren't they? Old men, old women that's not obeyed the gospel, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Our minds need to be renewed and refreshed in our Lord and think on him. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Reminds me in chapter 12 of Romans. I go there. Would someone read Romans 12? First two verses. Romans chapter 12.
I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind,
think that there kind of tell, we need to be transformed, not to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind. And what's he say in 23 of chapter 4? Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you may prove what? Daryl read it. What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God?
Whose responsibility is it to renew the mind?
Our own.
Yeah. It's not that God's not going to reach down and have the Holy Spirit renew you. You know, this isn't a credit card that you put money on every 2 or 3 weeks. It's not responsibility to renew us. It is our responsibility to be renewed with what he has. And he's not going to make you do something that you don't want to.
Right. It's up to us, isn't it?
Yep.
And the old boils down to we want to be of him in heaven someday. We'll stop there and I guess we start in 22, may finish that chapter and get into 5 next week. Appreciate all your help.